Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for a Republican leader who has actually been able to get through Congress a controversial bill to crack down on Chinese genocide and exploitation of the Uyghur minority in China. How did Marco Rubio do that? And why is Marco Rubio's name very seldom mentioned these days when it comes to potential Republican candidates for president in 2024? We will get to that. The Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act is actually a good law. And it's a good thing that Congress passed it, and apparently the president is going to be signing it. We will get to that. We will also be talking about a breakthrough in when it comes to dealing with the ongoing, still raging coronavirus. The United States now has officially passed the 800,000 dead level, which makes in just 2 years the coronavirus a bigger killer than the Civil War was in 4 years. Now, of course, that was a much lower population. There were only 30 million Americans then, not 300 million. But still, this pandemic is now already exceeded the number of dead Americans by far from the great flu epidemic, pandemic that occurred in 1918. We will get to that as well, and to some optimism when it comes to dealing with the coronavirus, and then more optimism on the issue of abortion. For those people, and it ought to be 100% of people who want to see the number of abortions going down. It isn't, even if you're a very, very big supporter of what is called choice, or you're opposed to any abortion regulation at all, don't you think it's a good thing that the number of abortions that occur in this country have gone down very dramatically? And here's a shock. Do you know they've gone down more dramatically, abortions, in blue states, in very Democratic states? The abortion rate has gone down. Why do you think that would be? We will get to that also on the Medved Show. But first up, a little bit of this good news. This from the Wall Street Journal. Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla yesterday hailed his company's antiviral pill, Paxlovid, as a game changer after final trial data showed it reduced the risk of hospitalization among high-risk groups by nearly 90%. I actually looked it up. It's 88% reduction in hospitalization. That's a very big deal. That means you're almost protected from it by these little pills. Now, this is not a vaccine. It has nothing to do with vaccines. This is a medication that you take, and you can take it orally. You take the pills as soon as you are diagnosed and you develop symptoms. And it can prevent those symptoms from killing you or from requiring your hospitalization. Pfizer has submitted data for emergency use authorization, and the FDA has every reason to approve it as quickly as possible. Individuals who received the drug showed no worse side effects than those who got the placebo, so there doesn't appear to be any safety concern. As manufacturing and supply ramp up, the government may recommend that the Paxlovid be prescribed only for those at higher risk, higher COVID risk. But Pfizer's preliminary trial data show that younger, healthy people who got the pill experienced a 70% decline in hospitalization. they would benefit from broader authorization. Now, Pfizer's study also showed a tenfold reduction in viral load, which suggests it could substantially reduce transmission. In other words, if you have gotten COVID, but you take this Paxlovid pill, then it'll make it much less likely that you would transfer or infect someone around you. So it's a win-win-win-win-win. They would benefit from broader authorization. Pfizer's study also showed a tenfold reduction in viral load, which suggests it could substantially reduce transmission. Once Paxlovid becomes widely available, government travel restrictions and mandates will be even more unnecessary, says the journal. Perhaps even President Biden will then thank Pfizer. This is appropriate. The only thing you have to be careful of in any of this, and you can speak to any medical expert on this, is that this doesn't mean that the vaccines are now not necessary. It doesn't mean that they still are the best way of avoiding getting sick at all. They are. But it suggests that for people who do get sick, and some of those people are people who have been vaccinated and can still get sick, this Paxlovid development is an extremely encouraging idea that actually can help that notion that we are ultimately moving in a right direction where COVID won't be such a devastatingly important element in all of our lives. Just to look back a little bit, to put this in perspective, there's a flashback that rock star Greg Tomlin found, and it's very revealing. And during a town hall that Joe Biden was hosting during the campaign, you know, one of those, they're often on CNN, one of those areas where he would answer questions from the audience and basically talk about the issues in the campaign. On October 5th, 2020, so a while ago, and remember, we just have lost 800,000 dead now. What Biden was talking about on that date, October 5th, 2020, a little bit more than a year ago, he was talking about 200,000 who had died as opposed to 800,000. And this is not a partisan issue, but frankly, listen to the way that Joe Biden tried to make it one. This is clip 12. Listen.
200,000 plus have died. 50,000 a day are getting the virus. 1,000 a day thereabouts are dying. This is a national emergency. And so the president should take responsibility.
Okay. And again, the president did try to take responsibility. And now you can see that there have been far more people, three times the number of people who have died, or about double the number of people who have died, actually, under President Biden as opposed to under President Trump. Does this mean that we go on like this forever? No, but it should mean that we try to depoliticize the thing. And the whole idea of Biden having tried to politicize the issue back in 2020 in the middle of the campaign, now suffering because during his presidency in 2021, this year that is just running out now, the casualties and the pain and the suffering has been even worse. That is an indication of the pains of politicization about something like this. The one thing, can you imagine if Biden had done what Trump did, doing press conferences every day on COVID, press statements about progress? It's also an unfortunate politicization of disease, which is not a good thing. We will also get to the politicization of abortion. If it's a health care issue, why should it be political? We'll be right back on that and more coming up.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener's Square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingling.
Well, maybe. I mean, not in Great Britain. In Britain, it's not the most wonderful time of the year because they are being overwhelmed by the Omicron variant. And it's a serious, serious matter. And in fact, regarding COVID regulation, what's fascinating to me following British politics with some interest, and I must say fascinated and lean toward Prime Minister Johnson, because I think he's a remarkable politician. He's an interesting guy. Expecting another child already with his wife Carrie, and which is been a while since they've had that situation with two little ones in 10 Downing Street. But in any event, he just lost 100 Tory votes on new COVID restrictions, 100 conservative votes, and the votes were passed anyway, the restrictions were passed anyway to try to deal with the Omicron variant, which has hit the UK apparently more devastatingly than anywhere else, at least so far. But it is a wonderful time of year here. Dr. Fauci even expressed a little bit of optimism about the efficacy of vaccines against the Omicron variant. This is Dr. Fauci speaking today, clip 16.
Our booster vaccine regimens work against Omicron. At this point, there is no need for a variant-specific booster. And so the message remains clear. If you are unvaccinated, get vaccinated, and particularly in the arena of Omicron, if you are fully vaccinated, get your booster shot.
And look, it is one of those ideas that can clearly help people. And it's been clearly demonstrated. And again, do I believe in this? We were just earlier today, we were taking care of one of our little baby grandsons. And because mom was going out to get her booster shot, which is a good thing and something worth promoting. And not worth promoting, it seems to me, is abortion in any capacity. But there is this new study by the Alan Guttmacher Institute and a number of other health organizations about the truth about abortion, and it's very, very different from what you would think from propaganda, both pro-abortion and anti-abortion. Listen to this. The portrait of abortion, writes the New York Times, in America has changed along with society and is far different than what it was when Roe v. Wade established the right to an abortion in 1973. The typical patient is less likely to be a teenager and far more likely to be poor and unmarried. But in the reproductive lives of women, and the New York Times adds, and transgender and non-binary people who can become pregnant. Okay, how many people are there like that? And that is the dumbest thing in the world, transgender and binary people who can become pregnant. Well, if you can become pregnant, why wouldn't you want to describe yourself as a woman? You want to compete for that distinction of being the world's first pregnant man? Remember all that? I can't believe they put something like that in the paper, but they do. Okay, to go on with the other news about the change in abortion, by the way, I think there were probably very few people who got abortions who weren't female. Really very, very few. And if they did... Yeah, that's right. Can you imagine... Yes, again, some editor put this in. We can't just say that abortion is for women only. No, no. Now abortion has to be for transgender and binary people who can become pregnant. Now, if you're not a woman, the chances are you cannot become pregnant. Chances are very, very big. But let's go on about that. Across America, writes the Times, abortion is not uncommon. The latest estimate from the Guttmacher Institute, a reproductive health research group that strongly supports abortion, found that 25% of women would have an abortion by the end of their childbearing years. In other words, that's 25% of all women. But that still means that 75%, this idea that abortion's rights are women's rights, 75% of women will never have an abortion. And also one of the things they found out here is that people are much less likely than thought to have multiple abortions. These statistics, figures that they used to have indicated that sometimes there were frequent flyers. There were people who had one, two, three, four abortions. But that is not apparently the case. The majority of people who are having an abortion are having an abortion for the first time. And they go on here. Much of the political debate about abortion in America focuses on the abortions performed late in pregnancy. But the overwhelming majority of them occur in the first trimester, the first 12 weeks. 43% of all abortions occur in the first 6 weeks of pregnancy, and 92% in the first 13 weeks, which is extraordinary, which means that Mississippi law, the abortions that are the great majority, 92-95% of all abortions, would still be legal under that Mississippi law, which is being challenged. Which goes to the point of, if you actually believe that you have to leave a right to abortion of some kind for women to choose, why is it so unthinkable that the right would be confined to the early stages of pregnancy, as the vast majority of abortions are now? And the reason it matters, of course, is because if you care about anything, in other words, great majority of Americans believe that the last trimester, when a baby is wiggling around and feeling things and basically a functioning little miniature human being, that in those last weeks, it's barbaric to kill that child. Or if you don't want to use the term child, to kill that thing. In 1973, the Roe decision provided this constitutional right. The Mississippi law before the Supreme Court concerns a ban on abortions after 15 weeks in 47 states. Well, there's more. We will get to it. And also saving lives of Uyghurs. A senator did that. We'll get to it coming up on the MedVed Show.
Heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden spending part of his Wednesday assessing the damage at a tornado-ravaged neighborhood in Mayfield, Kentucky. Biden saying the federal government will continue to do everything possible to help Kentucky. Meanwhile, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says stories of tornado survivors in Kentucky are harrowing.
But in recent days, we also heard about the generosity, the hard work, and the hope that are helping our state recover.
McConnell speaking on the Senate floor. Consumers are spending at a slower rate as retail sales in November rose slightly. Sales at U.S. retail stores, online sellers, and restaurants rose by just 0.3% in November from the previous month. It appears Amazon is once again having a big server outage. It has taken down Twitch and possibly other streaming platforms. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Said the night wind to the little lamb, do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little lamb, do you see what I see?
And on the Michael Medved Show, we've known for a long time that the message has been coming across that abortion is not a great thing. It's just, and again, I haven't heard anyone suggest, well, I guess you can say there are women who are very proud of their abortions. The Democratic Convention in 2016, there was a great number of women who were wearing pink T-shirts that said, I'm proud of my abortion, things like that. But the idea that you should encourage more abortion? Does anybody believe that? Isn't it a good thing that abortion is down so very sharply? And without throwing a lot of specific numbers at you, it turns out that nearly two-thirds of women who now get abortions are getting abortions for the first time. It is not the same pattern. And if someone has had a prior abortion, it's almost always one. One of the things that I always remember, and I remember the conversation, we had a good friend in California who was a very successful obstetrician gynecologist. And he actually got a little bit of public attention because he made a decision that he could not in conscience continue performing abortions. It was haunting him. He despised the feeling of what was involved. And one of the things that persuaded him is, this is way back in the 1980s. And this particular doctor said that he couldn't stand it because there were the same women who were coming to him for one, two, three, four abortions, and one of the things that changed his life was a woman who got, I think it was her fourth or fifth abortion, as a means of allowing her vacation that she had planned and she had counted on. And, amen, that's no longer something that is happening frequently at all. And as a matter of fact, when it comes to the incidence of abortions, 96% of all abortions performed in the United States in the last 12 months, 96% of them have been performed after 15 weeks. In other words, 96% of all abortions would have been legal in Mississippi under the new abortion bill that the left and the Biden administration and the whole abortion industrial complex was attacking. Now, given the idea that what you're talking about here is 4% of all abortions that occur after 15 weeks, doesn't that suggest that exactly what John Roberts was trying to do in the questioning of the Supreme Court, which is to come up with this idea that you don't strike down every aspect of Roe v. Wade, but that you question the idea that, because Roe does not say specifically that there are no regulations that are allowed in the middle trimester. But that's basically all you're talking about. And what you're talking about is a being able to, by putting forward that kind of barrier, is, I think, to soothe the consciences of many people, to continue sending a message that it's a good thing for abortions to go down and to go down and to go down. And here's the other thing that's phenomenally interesting, and I think very significant, about this revelatory study of what's going on with actual abortions here. And part of what's going on is it's gone down across the country. And what's interesting is it's gone down most in states where abortion is widely available. And the reason they suggest, and I think that's the reason, why would it be that California would have a bigger decrease in abortion than Texas? And it does. Because Texas is trying to make it as hard as possible to get abortions, because in California and in some of those liberal states, it's easy to get birth control. And does anyone doubt the idea that it is better to, it's better for the mother, obviously, it's better for society, it's better for the medical profession, and it certainly is better for the baby that is created and then aborted, if people get to use it? And it's one of the reasons that that much of the abortion rate is coordinated with education level. People who have gone to college are much less likely to get abortion, and that's not only because of marital status. And it's a relatively small number of people who are married who get abortions. It's not only marital status, it's also the ability to use birth control. And though I don't really think it should be government's job to promote birth control or to fund birth control, this is a private thing. But the idea that you actually can bring down the abortion rate by making it available for people, information available about birth control and how to avoid an abortion, because nobody thinks, oh yeah, I'm going to be engaged in this sexual activity because I want to make a baby who we're then going to abort. I don't really believe people think that way or feel that way, for that matter. And when it comes to saving lives, Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, was extremely proud of an accomplishment that he achieved, and had this to say about how he was able to win over congressional Democrats. 18.
You know, for 2 years now, American companies, big companies, have been lobbying against my bill to crack down on the use of slave labor in China. And we as a country have become so reliant on China that we've turned a blind eye to the slave labor that makes our shoes, our solar panels, and much more. But that changed today. After months of working on this and negotiation and having to play a little hardball, my Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act is going to become law. It's a common sense bill that says if you make things in Xinjiang, then you need to prove that there is no slave labor involved in making it before you can bring that stuff into the United States. In other words, the proof is now on the businesses. Not the burden's on them to show that they are not operating using these work camps. And if you can't prove it, then your product doesn't enter the United States. It's that simple. So I hope and urge President Biden to sign the bill into law immediately. It's time to end our economic addiction to China, and that starts by cracking down on slave labor.
Okay. Rubio, it seems to me, is one of the most bright and competent members of the Senate. The question is, why is he getting less attention as a potential Republican nominee for president? And it's kind of easy to explain, because he has said publicly that if President Trump runs, and most people do expect President Trump to run, Marco Rubio will support him and will not run against him, and which also prevents the same situation that occurred last time he ran, which was 2016, which is people are expecting Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, who has another good bill that he's put forward against wokeness in his own state. Ron DeSantis is widely expected to run, and probably whether or not President Trump does. But who knows? None of that will be formally determined anytime soon. But we can have some guesses of the general political direction. That and more coming up on The Medved Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain.
Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Michael Medved show, inflation is a very big issue. And yes, there was an encouraging response from the Federal Reserve today about them taking action that may be meaningful to try to reduce the level of inflation or the rise in the level of inflation. But with all of that going forward, what's remarkable is the administration refusing to acknowledge that there is some connection between the amount of money the government spends, the amount of money that is thrown into the economy, and the rate of inflation. Now, the reason, by the way, that it's so obvious that there is a connection, just think about it. What inflation means is that everybody is paying more for the same stuff. And nobody minds if you pay more and you're getting more stuff or you're getting better stuff, but it's the same stuff. It's just going to cost you more. And the more money you throw into the economy, the easier it is for people to handle the idea that you're going to use that money to buy the same stuff. It's going to end up costing you more and hurting the typical American who doesn't have a lot of money, extra money sloshing around. John Barrasso, senator from Wyoming, Republican, actually said that as we're coming up to the Christmas season, well, we're in the Christmas season, as we're coming up to the Christmas holiday and people are doing their shopping, he says that Biden has become a Grinch. This is clip four.
So the Biden administration took two punches. It was a 1-2 punch this past Friday. One with the inflation numbers, and everyone is feeling those. The people are changing because of inflation the way they drive, the way they shop, the way they eat. And Joe Biden is turning into the Grinch that stole Christmas. Everyone is feeling the pain.
Okay, and basically because of the Biden handling of the economy. And what do they blame for the inflation for Democrats? Jen Psaki yesterday, the White House press secretary, endorsed the most ridiculous of all arguments, that inflation is the result of corporate greed. Listen, this is clip 9.
Does the president endorse that idea? Does he think the corporate greed is the big driver of inflation right now?
Well, I think that the president thinks the way people across the country, American families, digest inflation is by price increases. And if you look at industry to industry, it's a little different. So, for example, the president, the Secretary of Agriculture, have both spoken to what we've seen as the greed of meat conglomerates. That is an area where people go to the grocery store and they're trying to buy a pound of meat, 2 pounds of meat, 10 pounds of meat. It is the prices are higher. That is, in his view, and the view of our Secretary of Agriculture, because of, you could call it corporate greed, sure. You could call it jacking up prices during a pandemic.
Jacking up prices during a pandemic? The idea that why would the meat conglomerates or the meat industry decide to take advantage of a pandemic? I mean, things work with supply and demand. And one of the things that is happening is that there are fewer people buying meat. And that's one of the reasons that they're charging more, which is probably not the right strategy. Look, the idea of replacement meat, I mean, I've mentioned on the air before, we are great fans in our family of a number of the meat substitutes that taste just like meat and may be a little better for you. And if they're also cheaper, which they haven't been at all, they've been more expensive. The idea that the economic system actually works, I mean, maybe that's something the Biden administration ought to learn about. There's also evidence about Biden lying in a virtual town hall. And asked about Ohioans who have expressed concerns about whether trillions more in federal spending will actually help when inflation is already at a 39-year high, here was the president's response. It's clip 11.
What do you say to people in the Dayton area, Mr. President, who have expressed concerns about whether trillions more in federal spending will help when you have inflation at a near 40-year high?
The way I say to them, this is not going to cost a single solitary penny. We're not going to increase the deficit by 1 cent in the Build Back Better plan at all.
Okay, except the Congressional Budget Office and every sane person knows that, of course, the deficit may not go up as much as people fear, but it's going to go up a great deal. You can't spend an extra $1.7 trillion or whatever level they're at, and they're not going to. And so we won't have to be called out on his lie. The idea that we won't add one penny to the deficit, no one believes that. If we simply are going forward the way we did before the Build Back Better bill. Before that, we were adding to the deficit. And this line by President Biden, it's one of the reasons he really ought to announce, as we began this hour talking about, he ought to announce that he's going to concentrate on this term and not worry about the politics of 2024. People worrying about the future, there's a new movie. It's won a bunch of critics' distinctions. It's nominated for a lot of Critics' Choice Awards. Does it deserve them? All-star cast, big all-star cast, with Kate Blanchett and Jennifer Lawrence and Leonardo DiCaprio. Movie is called Don't Look Up. Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence play two astronomers who try to warn humanity about an onrushing comet that threatens all life on Earth in the topical comedy Don't Look Up. Now playing in theaters and streaming on Netflix starting on Christmas Eve.
This
comet is what we call a planet killer.
There's a 100% chance that we're all going to die.
We're going to get the news out there, one way or another.
Writer-director Adam McKay, who got big laughs from previous efforts like Anchorman and Talladega Nights, has made much funnier films, but reaches here for topicality, lampooning our media-drenched society that seems deadly determined to ignore world-ending dangers. Marvelous performances make this watchable, but if you're looking for a fun factor, that's in short supply, with an R rating for language and scenes of sex and danger. 2.5 stars for the ambitious, if moderately entertaining, Don't Look Up. And Don't Look Up also features Meryl Streep as President of the United States, Jonah Hill as her son, who was the White House Chief of Staff, and many more. We will talk a little bit tomorrow about a remarkable headline. And we have to get to the bottom of this. It deserves attention. The headline says, Capitol Rioter and life coach sentenced to 60 days in prison has been researching life behind bars. Okay, I'm not sure how to put all this together, but we will certainly do so tomorrow. We'll also take a look at the new bill by Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida. Florida continues to weather the pandemic relatively well. And he basically has introduced a bill because he doesn't want, quote, to allow Florida tax dollars to be spent teaching our kids to hate our country. And I think he speaks for a lot of Americans. The question is, how do you implement that bill? How do you get it to work? We will be talking about it tomorrow. We'll also talk a little bit more about the idea of fundamental change in our voting system, which the Democrats are basically trying to demand. What they are saying is that somehow American democracy will not survive Republican successful efforts so far in states across the country to tighten security and reassure integrity in the way we run our elections. It all come down to a huge fight over election regulations? Is that something that Democrats believe they can win on? We will talk about that and so much more, and other seasonally appropriate cheerful stories, I hope, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and its alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. teamgaday.com.